microphone. And he has downed in your car to your home. Every week it's on the news. A deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's a light. When you're down, get you feeling right. Oh man, that's some fun.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're going back today and talking about 2014, and I wish I could tell 2014 Annie how much therapy would change her for the better. We talk about it today. If therapy is something you've been considering, BetterHelp is one of the easiest ways to give it a try. Therapy is such a helpful tool to process what's going on in and around you. Deal with things from the past and figure out steps forward. Maybe this is your year to give BetterHelp a try. They've made it so simple to get started. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Your session can be done from right at home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. Y'all know we love a quiz. And you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important too. Let's celebrate the progress you've already made and keep building on it. Visit BetterHelp.com/ThatSoundsFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ThatSoundsFun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Today on the show, we are taking things back to 2014 with our buddy, Eddie Kaufholz. Okay, if you missed the news, in honor of this being the 10th anniversary of That Sounds Fun, every single month this year, we're going to go back and do a year in review of each year the podcast has existed, starting today with 2014. We're going to talk about what happened in the news in 2014, top songs, some snacks that came out, what happened on the podcast, what happened in our own lives, and of course, because this is me and Eddie, we also get rabbit trailed a couple of times about some important things going on right now. This is going to be an adventure back to all the things we've forgotten about 2014 and the memories that have stuck with us too. Y'all, this is so fun. It's so fun. So here we go. Our year in review of 2014 with our good pal, Eddie Kaufholz. That sounds fun. Eddie, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
I like this. I like just knowing that it's going to happen every month now.
Every
I like it.
Month. I'm so glad. This was like the highlight of my Monday.
Annie, this was the highlight of my Monday. Thank you for inviting me to do this.
Well, listen, we have got 10 years to recap.
It's crazy. We'll get into it. But 10 years is a bananas amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And in podcasting world, you're like
dog years.
Yeah, it's dog years. I can't believe you've done it.
I can't either, honestly. Okay, first, before we recap 2014, which is today's goal, we got to recap the end of 23 and the beginning of 24, because your life, my friend, has been
a little underwater.
I was going to say wet.
December 16th. What? I come back from a swim, so I think it's important to note.
That's interesting.
Trying to swim, you know, taking care of the joints. Mr. Rogers, watch the Mike Birbiglia special. I thought, you know, it's probably good. Ah. Come back, get a text from Brianne. The basement is flooding. To which I respond.
Was it raining?
It had rained the day before, but not like crazy. It wasn't like.
Okay.
It was just like rain. To which I respond, like, oh, is it you know, we have a finished basement and our heater is down there, hot water heater, furnace, washer, dryer, everything. And I'm like, is it past the, you know, whatever, is it past the fridge? I don't hear from her. And I come back to Lucy Girl in full waders. There is 8 inches, maybe up to a foot of water, whole floor of our basement. We have a big basement up no big deal. Living that basement life, brah. And Lucy's in waders and they're handing stuff to each other,
of
trying to like salvage
Lucy's
what they
can. Lucy's in waders,
can.
By the way. Right. Of course she is.
Now the
Where
great
did
thing
all
is,
that water come from, Eddie? I this whole time thought it had rained. It was outside in.
Mm-mm. No, it was over time. There was like a, I don't know, there was just like a little bit of leaking. And now we got to one. We immediately had to go and stay at a hotel. We stayed at the Homewood Suites. Lovely. Lovely, right before the week before Christmas, because there's no heater. Our heater died. We got no.
Oh, because all that's in the basement, so it all gets flooded.
All destroyed. Heater, hot water heater, all destroyed. So we stay in the Homewood Suites. Not that bad. And we have good insurance, and it's been worked on. But we got a sump pump. You know what that is?
No.
It's I didn't either, because we're from the South, so it's like basically they take out all the concrete in the floor of the basement. And they put like a French drain around it and then a pump. And so now water can still come in, but it goes right down into this French drain. And basically it'll be dry forever. Everybody around here has sump pumps. We didn't because we have an old house and now it's dry. So we had crazy rain.
So the water came from rain?
The water came from rain.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like outside soaked up through the concrete.
That's right. And it was just too much and it kind of came in through the walls and it just kind of broke the dam. So
here
we are.
Did Bree hear it first?
No, it was Lucy Girl's going down there at 7 o'clock to get her backpack and stuff for school. And she's like, I saw it before I turned on the light. It was like shiny. And then I turned on the light and there was water.
Oh, like, God love her.
And of course, she's just like, this is crazy. We should try to kayak in our own basement. Like,
yeah.
I think we're having a different experience. But
biggest times my sister Tatum and I ever got in trouble that I remember with like precision clarity.
Yeah.
Is there was a room in our basement that was carpeted and we could jump on it and it would squirt water up. And so for I can't tell you how long, we would just go in there and jump and then come out and dry our feet on the hallway carpet and never tell our parents. We just didn't think about it. We just thought it was so fun.
And then
one day we told mom and dad and they were like, "What? What
There's
are you
water?
Talking about?" Yeah. And we were like, yeah, you just jump on the carpet. And I remember it was very similar to you where they're like, this is a different experience for the grownups and the kids.
Yeah. Oh, this
I
is
mean,
different.
I remember the lesson being, if you ever feel water on the floor of a house, you tell.
You see something, you say something.
See something, say something, 1986 version.
Annie, though, this is a little on the nose, but I also have to know, like 2014, the reason we bring this up at the beginning is because people are going to hear banging. Sweet Craig, the engineer, is going to do all he can, but it's been silent in this house since September. And a few hours before I'm recording the only podcast I'm set to record for this whole month, a crew of people come in and I can't kick them out because we got to get a basement. It's a reset. The whole basement is down.
Are you doing anything new?
Yeah. Yeah. We're redoing the whole basement. Like, it'll be all like furnished. We're painting it a dark green. With like dark green ceiling and everything, it's going to be like cozy and moody. And we found like a great sofa. I'm very excited.
Great.
Like insurance, say what you will about insurance. Like it's kind of rad. It's not been fun, but we're like, we weren't going to remodel it to this degree. But now we're like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, that's great. So are you changing the rooms around down there? Will there be like there will be a guest room or now there will be or is it just?
I would like to throw away your entire question and tell you what I'm actually very excited about.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just mean to usurp it. No, it's going to be a den and like garage storage area. But I had an old workbench down there that came with the house. And of course, everything's insured. They gave me an absurd amount of money for it. And I'm buying, this is like my dream thing, one of those tool chests that's like, it's like 6 feet tall and 5 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it's got like 22 drawers.
Yeah.
Oh, Annie.
And it's all metal. It's like really loud metal when you open and close it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. All little things can be perfect. So yes, we'll have it. No, it'll be like den room, hangout room, and then like laundry room and storage and all that kind of stuff. But
that's great.
Oh, I'm tickled. Okay.
But tragedy is tragedy. Let's just call it. What a pain.
Oh,
what a terrible experience.
It has not been, in your words, cute since until today when it was like, okay, cool, now it's a new thing. But it has been.
And now there's a timeline. that now will end.
It's been a thing. It's been a thing.
Awful.
You have had, this is like on the nose, but you've had a flood before. And I know this because I looked at your 2014 thoughts. What happened in 2014?
A pipe burst in the cold.
Oh,
in
my
house.
Gosh.
And in the house I lived in at the time, I didn't know where the off was, like the water main to turn it off. And so it literally burst in the hallway. Thank God I was in the house and I heard it. And I thought, my roommate and I are both standing in the kitchen. Who's taking a shower? So then I was like, I should go look. And I turn around the corner and the hallway, it's just a deluge of water coming down from the ceiling. And because we don't know how to, I call the landlord and they're like coming, but because we don't know how to turn it off, we just get everything out of the hallway and we build a dam with towels and just let it dam up. Yeah. We built a dam with towels.
Not an awful, I mean, you got to do something. It's
we
better than
know
just
what else
like,
to do.
What else
I was like,
going to do?
All I could think of is what they do in New Orleans when they put sandbags everywhere. I was like, we have to sandbag the living room. Yeah. And protect it, the water from going in the living room. So we literally blocked one end of the hallway with towels, and then we blocked the other end with like a pool of towels, and it just started, what Lucy saw, just started getting shiny.
Yeah.
Just probably ended up being 3 or 4 inches deep.
Do you know where the water off is now? I just need to check in on that.
Yeah, new house, part one. And in this house, I for sure know where it is. And yes, the guy was like, why didn't you turn the water off? I was like, where is that in the manual? Tell me where in the manual you're supposed to know how to turn all the house's water off.
No. Right. And when you need it, you're in complete panic mode. And it's the worst possible time to consider, well, that water inlet is probably here. And the first outlet is this sink. So it's got to be somewhere in between. It's just panic.
Yeah. You just said a whole sentence I still don't understand. Inlet and outlets? I didn't know we had inlets. So yeah, I can't believe that was also 10 years ago. It's so funny. I've told that story from stage a bunch, Eddie, because after they repaired it, the guy came over to me. I was sitting at my desk. The guy came over to me and said, do you want to see the burst pipe? And I was like, oh yeah, show it to me. And I thought it was going to be this like gaping wound.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the burst in the pipe was less than an inch long,
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
The water came in to our house in little tiny, there was no hole.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how fast water can get through.
Water and fire, man. There's a reason. There's a reason they're two of the forces of nature.
What's the metaphor? What do you get to, though? Do you know?
I don't know.
You said you stayed on stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you meant right now. I was like, I don't got it.
No.
There's a one particular talk I did a lot 10 years ago to about 8 years ago that I would do again about the power of your words and how it just takes a little thing to make a big difference. So that was my example of the little thing that makes the big difference of like, it was the pipe that he cut was the size of a hot dog. And I thought he was going to tell me that whole hot dog came undone. You know, here's what happened. The hot dog came out. And instead it was like, there was a gash that would not have gotten you stitches.
Yeah.
In the hot dog.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I was totally shocked. And then, Eddie, I went on the road that weekend. I'm so glad you're bringing this back to my mind. I went on the road that weekend. They repaired the ceiling, the walls, all the things. And I came back, and they had not closed a single door or covered up anything when they were sanding. And my house was – I opened the door, and my house was dusty. It was like a cloud in my house.
You were finding that till you moved. I mean, they can try to
100%,
clean that up.
100%. I paid once and they paid once to have it clean, deep cleaned, and it still was dusty for the rest of my existence there.
Okay.
And
so
I
it's
moved out in 2018. I moved out 4 years later.
Okay. So it's 2014 and you're on the road. Are you already like speaking places in 2014?
Yeah. So my first book came out in 11. I am traveling pretty full time. My first book came out in 12. I'm traveling pretty full time 12, 13, 13, 14 school year on the Girls of Grace tour. And then after the Girls of Grace tour ends in spring of 14 is when I started the podcast in the fall of 14.
Yeah, fall 14, like November-ish, right?
Yeah, the very end.
Okay.
We just got in on that 10-year anniversary, just barely.
Just squeaked
okay,
in.
Okay, so I think one of the fascinating things is we did not know each other in 2014, right?
Oh, no. I was pitching you in 2014, but I did not get to know you until, because I started listening to your podcast. I heard about it early. And then we started podcasting together in like, what, 16?
16, I think.
Yeah.
When did you join the Relevant Podcast? 15?
No. Before that, it was 11 or 12, 2011, 2012.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we were fans of each other in 2014, but we're not friends yet.
Yeah, we were like social media jokes every once in a while.
Yeah.
I feel
that
like you were
wild
on Relevant at some point, but it was always like you had been interviewed for the book maybe or no?
That's right. I got interviewed for Let's All Be Brave.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was somebody else probably.
No, I think it was Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
Yeah. Which, by the way, speaking of Relevant people, I got a text today from our friend Tyler Daswick from back in the Relevant days.
How is Tyler Daswick?
I don't know. He said he's going to call me later. I can't wait. Oh, Daz.
I like him too.
We have so much to thank Relevant for.
I agree.
Yeah,
I still.
I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that we got to do that and that they told people about my books and let me be a part of that show. I mean, I remember the audition. We should probably talk about this in our 2016 episode. One episode they let me on at Christmas, I didn't know it was quite an audition, but I remember hanging up and being like, that was the most fun I've ever had. And I will cry myself into next year if I don't get to do this again.
Yeah.
And then we got to do it for years.
I'm deeply grateful to it. I mean, I was looking at my 2014. I was in the midst of doing my first writing column, which they let me write. And, you know,
was it in the magazine or online? Or both?
Both. It was mostly online. Every once in a while, it would go over to the magazine.
Yeah.
But it was like an advice column, Life 101.
Yeah.
You know,
I look Life back 101, is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And I look back and look at some of the questions that I answered, like the one from like this that I saw was like, I'm 30. Why am I still single?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it was, I look at it and cringe, and I'm just like, oh, that dude, like, You've got to look back at 10 years, like things you were saying 10 years ago and be like, there's been a journey in this decade.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I mean, it's one of the weirder things about books is someone can figure us out to meet us today and they can go back and listen to our first ever episode on That Sounds Fun, or go back and listen to us on Relevant, or go back and read your old articles or read my old books and go like, oh, is that who she is? And I'm like, no, that was the best I had to offer in 2014.
It was the best. Yeah.
But I've grown for 10 years. So I want you to read the old stuff because I think there's nuggets in it, but also allow people who make public art to grow and change over 12 years of a career.
Oh yeah. And the lifetime that is a decade, especially.
Oh.
I don't know in my life. I hope not, but I can't imagine in my life that there will be another decade as profound as this.
Is it because it was our 30s?
I don't know. I think it's that. I think it's life circumstances happened. I mean, it's just like a lot happened in this last decade.
Yeah.
And I know for you as well. Like, it's crazy to think about. So you going back, you listen to that girl. I looked at your post of the announcement. First of all, it's so, it's precious.
When I announced that there was a podcast at all. Yeah. We'll share that today and let people see it.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you guys? ? I started a podcast. I'm nervous and dorky and having a great time. Hope you like it. Hashtag EEP, link in profile.
EEP, link in profile. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, it's just so like, hi.
I know.
What was it? What made you, hold on, is this the format of what we're supposed to be doing?
We're just talking about it.
We're just doing it. Okay.
We're also going to talk about the world in 2014 because it was awesome.
Oh, it was wild.
It was awesome.
It was wild stuff. But like, okay, so you're speaking, you've got the book, like there's already like this sense of like, I've got a thing to say.
Yes.
But like, when does the podcast start to like percolate?
So at this point, Perfectly Unique was out, Speak Love was out, Speak Love Revolution was out, and Let's All Be Brave was out.
Okay.
So we had three books for teen girls and one nonfiction for adults I had written at that point.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I write about this a little bit and That Sounds Fun, but I mean, I don't remember who all I listened to besides Relevant. I listened to Relevant.
Yeah.
I don't remember who else I was listening to. This American Life. I listened to This American Life at the time.
Act One.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh.
That's all I got.
Act Ira One. Glass is the best.
The best.
I remember Ted Decker's PR people reaching out to me and asking me to interview him. And I was because they had seen me hosting an event somewhere.
Right.
And had seen me interview people on stage. I did not have any skill. I mean, you and I both have our 10,000 hours at this point. I did not have my 10,000 hours in 2014.
I mean, you had charm and a way about you, but you hadn't interviewed. You weren't
no
just,
skill. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had talent, but no skill yet.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, yeah, where do you want to release it? And I think I've told you the story before, but I was like, I have a blog and I have Twitter and I have Instagram, this new thing.
Yeah.
And then the girl says, my friend Jennifer, she says, have you thought about starting a podcast? And hand to heaven, I said, that sounds fun. And I was like, that sounds fun.
Done.
Huh.
The first idea is usually the best idea.
That's I went home and searched it and got that sounds fun and reserved it somewhere. And I was like, there we go. And I built my own graphic and you can tell. You can tell.
See, no, I think it's sweet. So the picture is like a photo.
Too. I think
it's so funny to me though, like for as like young as it is and as much as like you're dipping your toes in the water, it's still kind of formed. Like there's still like there's a progression of that to now that makes sense. It's not like when you look back at like the first season of The Simpsons and it's like all the voices are different, everything's Homer is all like rah, 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 you know, like odd. This is still kind of like you 10 years ago, which is interesting. Yeah. You were kind of out of the gate. Have you listened to the first episode? I mean, like, have you even heard yourself?
Not in a long time. I don't know if I can do it.
I wonder if you had like the who edited it?
I should maybe do it.
Yeah, oh, I think.
Oh, who edited it? I can't wait to answer. Me.
What did you use, like GarageBand?
Yes. The reason there's only two episodes in 2014 and very few in 2015 is it would take me 40 minutes to do the interview and it would take me 7 hours to make the show.
Oh, yes.
And then when our buddy Chad Snavely moved to Nashville, I immediately was like, Chad, can I pay you? Because I got to the point where I was like, okay, people are listening to this. It has to be better. Like it is worth me putting money into because it has to sound better than what I'm able to do. Like the fading in and the fading out. Oh, it makes my stomach hurt thinking about it so hard.
Well, and also tech-wise, I mean, you and I are connected on a platform right now that allows us to podcast and record. And like there are any number of platforms you can record in high quality. We've got fancy mics, whatever. This did not exist in 2010 or in 20.
This didn't exist in 2020 when we started Annie and Eddie Keep Talking.
Yeah, yeah. So did you, what were you just like on your computer mic and stuff?
Yes. No, I bought a Yeti, a blue Yeti off of Amazon.
Is that still
in
your office
somewhere?
And I would
take it places. Yeah. It is.
That's awesome.
It's over in the cabinet over there. It's just this little silver blue Yeti. I just sat with it at a table with people. Now, when I did Ted Decker, I went to a recording studio because his PR people set it up.
Oh, okay.
And so
okay.
I went to their studio and he was on audio, but not video. So I was in a tiny booth with the door closed by myself. He's in my ears and I'm talking into a microphone, but I can't see him at all.
And you just
and
going
I was
for it.
So nervous.
You can't imagine how nervous you were, right?
Mortified. Like, yeah, I was just like, what am I doing? This is like going up to bat, and your first pitcher ever, is a Hall of Famer,
right?
And you're a rookie, and you're
you're really doing it.
First one, the first guy I have to hit against is a Hall of Famer. They're working on your basement.
Oh, they're working real hard down there. The drywalls have fallen down.
That's right. So it was a pro. I couldn't believe it. I mean, a novelist who I've been reading for a decade already. Yeah. I just loved. Do you remember it? Did you read any of his stuff?
I know I did because as soon as I read the name, I was like, Ted Decker. He writes like, is it like kind of fictiony?
Yeah, it's all fiction. Most all fictiony. And the stuff that I loved is he had a series called Red, White, Black, and Green.
Oh.
And it reads in a perfect circle. So it does not matter which book you start with.
Those people. How do they do that?
Who thinks of that?
What kind of brain does that?
So it released in some order that I don't remember. But when he released the last one, he said, it's a circle.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
That is a beautiful mind.
That's Hall of Fame stuff. Yeah, that's a beautiful mind, right? Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation to share about one of our amazing partners, Hiya Health. I've seen my friends trying to bribe their kids to take their vitamins, and I know that's not an easy battle to win, but have you guys tried Hiya Health yet? It is the children's vitamin that both tastes good and doesn't have a bunch of junk in it. A lot of children's vitamins end up having unnecessary sugar, unhealthy chemicals in them, so Hiya was created so you can feel great about what you're giving my mini BFFs. Hiya is not candy in disguise either. Instead, it's pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies. Then filled with 15 essential vitamins and minerals. And your first shipment comes with these fun little stickers for your kids to stick on their bottles. Hiya is sent straight to your door, which means you don't need to run one more errand. Bless the Lord. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. You get 50% off your first order. That's like 50, you guys. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/thatsoundsfun. That's HiyaHealth.com/thatsoundsfun and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. And one more incredible partner I get to tell you about, EarthBreeze. Okay, have you ever wondered why laundry detergent comes in massive plastic jugs? They're heavy and messy and hard to store. And the worst part is that 91% of plastic doesn't get recycled. That's unbelievable. So this leaves laundry jugs to sit in landfills for centuries to come. No, thank you. But my new favorite detergent solves all of that, EarthBreeze. Now, imagine something that looks like a dryer sheet. It's a pre-measured, liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves in all wash cycles, hot or cold. EarthBreeze is dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, and free of bleach and dyes. The packaging is a cardboard envelope that saves so much space. I can fit 720 loads of sheets where I used to just fit one 60-load detergent jug. And listen, let me tell you why that pays off, because the place I'm staying in New York, I just shipped a box of EarthBreeze up there so that we only use a little bit of space for my detergent. And most importantly, EarthBreeze fights all your stains and odors, and you still get a really powerful clean. This is also what I love. With every purchase, EarthBreeze donates 10 loads of detergent to a charitable cause of your choice. Trust me, there is no reason not to switch, you guys. Right now, my friends can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to our conversation with Eddie. That
sounds fun. So you do it, you upload it yourself. I mean, you're just.
Oh, yeah. I did. And then solo. I was like, and then I did the same thing I did with blogging. You'll remember this. Yeah. I did the same thing where I looked at the map of like, oh my gosh, someone in Miami listen to this podcast?
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Someone in Michigan listen to this podcast?
Blows your
and
mind.
Then by the time I got to like 1,000 downloads, I was like, wait a second, this is something.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
really enjoy it. And so
Annie.
That's I know.
That's nuts.
Crazy. 10 that's, years ago. Little Annie, little 30 something, 34-year-old Annie, 33-year-old Annie.
You couldn't have thought at that point. I mean, maybe you did. I don't know. You yeah. couldn't have thought that it was going to be.
You know what is really yeah. true about me is I do not know where things are going to go, but I have a pretty clear vision of success from the start.
Gosh.
So I don't know that things are going to succeed, but when I made that graphic, I knew that that graphic was right. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, that's a different. So, I like that. That's a yeah, cool skill.
My gut is pretty trustworthy about that kind of stuff. It's not about everything, but it is about that kind of stuff. And so I didn't know we'd be doing this. I didn't know the show would look like this.
Yeah.
But I certainly knew I was tapping into, and you remember this about me. I mean, when I was like 5, before mm-hmm. I could really read well, I was yeah. riding my bicycle around our pond at my house interviewing myself. And I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. You've said very many times, like, you would like to be the next, you know, Jimmy Fallon. Like that's, yeah, totally. There's always been that, like, there was something about talking to Ted Dekker on a mic that was both new and very, very practiced.
I'm like, here it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was more like, I don't know how to do this, but I've always known I was going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. There was something, you know, in there.
I feel that way about frontiers we haven't gone to yet, like TV.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how we'll do TV, but once we start doing TV, I'll know that we were doing TV.
Oh, I want that, you know, for you. I want you to have the studio, a studio in 30 Rock.
Oh, you know, right. Oh,
a couple floors down.
You know, I mean, when I think I've told you this privately, but when I was in New York, one of my big goals was going to live recordings of TV shows. Yeah, yeah. And it was purely, what's it called? A&R? No. Research and R&D. Research and development.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was all R&D because I was like, I need to see how Drew Barrymore does this. I need to see how Seth Meyers does this.
It's
because I want to see if it, yeah. And it is nothing like you think it is. It was nothing like I thought it was. I don't know what you think it is. It's nothing like I thought it was.
I've only just because I've seen a few of them, but it is very
different. And you've been
different.
On one per se.
Oh, interesting. We'll bring that up in 2020.
Okay. Yeah, our 2020 list is going to be longer, but get ready for that episode in September.
But I don't mean to be too amazing a podcaster, but this was the year that Jimmy Fallon started, according to
2014?
Our list. 2014?
This,
according to our list of things that we've got, this was, Jimmy took over The Tonight Show in 2014.
You're exactly right.
Do you remember watching that?
I remember watching the last episode of The Late Show that led, and when he had, did he have Muppets sing with him or something? He had,
I
feel like he had
so.
Something funny sing along with him, farewell.
Who was his first guest? Was it?
Oh, I don't remember.
I feel like it was Will Ferrell, but that can't be right. Will Smith? That can't be right. I don't remember who the first guest was.
Will Smith might be right.
All I remember is he had a bunch of people come out and wish him good luck.
Yeah.
Like, good job taking over The Tonight Show. And one of them was Joan Rivers. And she had been banned from The Tonight Show since the days of Johnny. But anyway.
I think a really interesting thing about thinking about 2014 is it does not feel that long ago.
Right.
In so many ways, it does not feel that long ago. And yet there are, like, Instagram reels of how we dressed in 2014. I'm like this, right? Wait.
Different.
Wait, did we not? Oh, gosh. What? You know?
It was different.
But a lot happens in 10 years in culture.
Yeah.
Like Jimmy Fallon taking over. I can't believe he's done the show for 10 years.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yes.
The other big news was Taco Bell finally introduced a breakfast menu. Bless the Lord.
Now, that one was different to me because if you had asked, I would have said inside the last 2 years.
Have you ever eaten it? I've never eaten. I eat Taco Bell on the regular and I have never eaten. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Side note, even Lucy just had Kentucky Fried Chicken for the first time last week.
Really?
Yeah, we'd never done it. And they had always seen it. And they're like, can we get it? And so we got like the family thing with the bucket.
Great. What did they think?
Very neutral to the chicken. Did you get extra
crispy or did you just get regular? We just giving them the initial experience.
Regular, family. Yeah, they were into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
macaroni and cheese was gone immediately.
Yeah.
And the biscuit was, you know, out of here. So it was just basically an order
of carbs. You
didn't
do the green beans.
I didn't see them on the menu.
They aren't.
Okay.
But they have them.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I need you to know. After I teach at Crosspoint, I have a rhythm of fasting around when I preach at Crosspoint. When I am done preaching, my first stop after the 5:30 is at the Kentucky Fried Chicken across the street from the church, and I get green beans. That is my, like, breaking my fast meal is always green beans from KFC.
Hold on. You only get the green beans?
Yeah, because you got to ease back in, you know?
No, I do. Yes. Okay.
So.
How do you know? Why do they have a secret menu item that's the only healthy thing they may offer?
Right?
I have a feeling they still put it in ham or something.
Butter, I'm sure. Yeah, they put it in ham. Like, it's just a vat of ham that they add green beans to.
It's like a beef Wellington.
Yeah. It's not a salad, but it is vegetables. And it is my favorite of all the vegetables. And so, man, I think I get like a quart container. And that's usually my dinner on the Sunday nights after I preach.
It's so sweet now
because so many of my friends at church know that's my rhythm. So like before the 5:30, they'll be like, KFC. I like green beans. They are coming. Okay, let's talk about the top songs of 2014. This is wild.
I love this.
I know.
Okay.
Happy by Pharrell Williams. Has that song not just always been? I thought that song had always been.
That is one of those songs that as soon as you heard it, you're like, I love this.
Yeah.
I will dislike this and then love it again.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. It has always been. It has always been.
Also, Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yes. 2014.
Oh. Also used as the number one trolling song by NFL teams that are playing Kansas City.
It is.
Which is awesome.
Can we just talk about the cultural phenomenon?
I don't want to talk about anything else in this podcast except for what we're about to talk about.
It is amazing.
I watched Kansas City Buffalo last night.
No, this is great. Everyone knows they're hearing this on Thursday. We recorded on Monday because I was in Africa last week. So
yes.
We're recording the Monday after the Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. I'm going to tell you also that there is another construction worker, just to update you, walking towards the front door. Don't know what they need.
Cool.
There's a solid chance that I'm going to walk away from this podcast to answer this. But so anyhow.
You watch
Travis Kelce. Yeah. Well, but yes, but I'm like, cultural phenomenon.
Amazing.
Is this, tell me everything about this. Like, what are your feelings about it?
I just am, as a sociologist in my heart, mm-hmm. just watching Jason Kelce with his shirt off and Taylor right behind him, and we know who they are and we care because they're our favorite brothers with the top podcast in the world. Like, yeah. What?
When they cut to Jason Kelce after that first touchdown, and he is shirtless, he is wearing a pair of yoga pants, whatever.
He has on sweatpants!
Sweatpants.
It is shocking!
And he is, like, he's an NFL player, but he's like a thick NFL player.
He's a thick guy, yeah.
So, like, we know he's strong and fit, but also, it's funny.
Yeah,
like
his career is based on him being a wall that people cannot get through, not a fast, muscular person who runs quickly.
Right. So it's funny to see him in Buffalo, and he's standing there, and then right behind him
Swift.
But I got to tell you, I'm buying it. I was loving it. I know there. I just think it's so fun.
I love it. The idea that the Lord has seen fit to bless us with Taylor and Travis in an election year is more than we deserve.
And you and I both know we are rooting for Kansas City to make it to the Super Bowl because we want the cutaways to Taylor at the Super Bowl.
Certainly.
Watching Usher. You and I both know 100%. We want that.
Jake Johnson from New Girl was doing an interview about on a sports podcast. I saw the clip on socials. And he said, you know, because there's a whole theory that there's a script writers for the NFL and that everything follows a script. And so the whole thing's been decided. Do you not know this?
No, but I just disappeared into the internet.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month when you're done reading about this because it is one of the more fascinating conspiracy theories is that the whole thing is decided before the season starts and it is a script that is run.
Wow,
and
man.
Which is shocking to think about. But he says the script writers want Taylor and Travis kissing under confetti at the Super Bowl. Of course they do.
Because if he wins, if they win, she's coming on the field.
The queen of our nation will be on the field.
Most popular musician in the planet right now.
Right.
By the numbers, right?
That's right.
I understand Beyonce, in our hearts, maybe number one, whatever you feel.
Sure. But like, Adele, certainly.
Adele, no problem. Yes.
Yeah.
But the fact that she could be like under the confetti on the Super Bowl.
Do you know who the winner is? Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, right. Who we kind of knew.
Winner.com.
Who we knew of, but now she's the girl
on
the fluffy head.
Fairly disliked.
Yeah. For no reason.
For absolutely no reason except doing TikToks on the sideline with her brother-in-law. I get it.
Pettiness.
She's not everybody's flavor. Fine.
Right. But now she's Taylor's
best friend. And so now there's hugging. Brittany Mahomes hugging Taylor and shaking her after Travis Kelce scores and Jason Kelce turning up a beer in the background might as well be in a museum on a wall for me. Paint it 8 feet wide and 6 feet tall and I will stand there and stare.
Oh, it is just a delicious piece of pop culture unfolding. And it's gonna explode somehow, or they're gonna get married and it's gonna go into another gear, whatever.
Fine, I'll tell you what I thought about when I was brushing my teeth this morning. Thanks for asking. I thought about what's it going to look like when she gets pregnant. Assuming they will get married, they will decide to have a family, she'll get pregnant. I was thinking about the People magazine and what it will do. I mean, I did to her relationship what I do to all of my relationships, where I take it way down the track just to see what I think about the visuals.
Way down the track.
I thought about that this morning while I was brushing my teeth.
I don't think she would reveal a pregnancy in People. I think she would do, it would be something like I could see her doing.
She's probably
like,
bigger than People magazine, right?
Oh yes. It could be like a, if it was any magazine, it would be like a Vogue cover or something stylistic or it's just like hidden in a song. Or Rihanna did the greatest. It was like
the halftime show.
Comes out of the Super Bowl halftime. Everybody realizes she's pregnant, and that was about as cool as it gets.
I mean, how does Taylor Swift even get married and it not be the most public thing ever? Like they'll have to get secretly married.
Right. We will either be following it like a royal wedding or find out the day after like that.
Is this our royal wedding?
Is this our royal wedding? Also, this is how big it is that we're celebrating 10 years of your show. And
we've
done.
Spent 8 minutes.
Who cares? New topic. are done.
It is impossible for you and I not to do an episode of Annie and Eddie Keep Talking. And it is impossible for Taylor and Travis not to be our co-host for the foreseeable future.
I do. The Brothers podcast. I love them. I love the way they talk to each other. I love the way they care for each other. I love the way they razz each other. I love the whole thing.
I love Kylie. I love Jason's wife.
She's funny.
She seems lovely.
She's really, really funny.
She's
and gets
really
the whole
funny.
Thing. Yeah, yeah flies above it all.
They seem wonderful. All of them.
That whole machine is working for me. I love it all.
Same. I would love, I mean, people who say, I don't think this is a real relationship.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't agree with you. Fine. I'm going to live in the world where it's real.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I think it's real. I believe that it is a real relationship. I believe that it is a complex relationship, because how could it not be? I also believe that I would come home every day, every Sunday after church in fifth grade and watch WWF and 100% believe it all. And now that I know that it wasn't, does it make it any less fun? No, I loved it. It was the best.
I bought Nikes in Rwanda for $25.
Right. They're totally
real enough
fake.
To me.
It
real
works
enough
for
to
you.
Me.
Works
they
for you.
They say it in IKE. They say it. So there it is.
Yeah. What is the difference?
I am curious. Is a relationship complicated when you're at that level of fame and wealth?
I mean, I do think the scrutiny of it. I mean, it's got to be weird having everybody watching you.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know they're both used to it.
I've barely dated public people.
Yeah.
And it has been weird when it's been barely public.
Right, because you know that even if you're going out with a gentleman caller and you're just at a lover, as you would say, and you're just out at you're just at a taco place and you've assumed a lover at a taco place, like you still, there's a reality.
I assume a lover at every taco place. Oh, I'm like, which one of you?
Yeah,
which
that's one of your things. You walk in and they're like, oh, I'll take the Annie.
We already are sharing this love, therefore.
Right. There is a reality that... Like at this point, you've been doing a podcast that people have listened to for a decade. Nashville is a big, small town.
Yeah.
You know, you've written a bunch of books.
I've actually had people DM me after seeing me on a date and say, I didn't come speak to you because it looked like you were on a date. But he seems very nice.
Right. You two were at a hookah bar and I didn't want to bother you.
Taco/hookah bar. Hookah bar.
What would you do if the guy was just like, here's our night?
Jeez.
I swiped right on you. I would love to.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious. That sounds fun. Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Shopify. Because of Shopify, we get to bring you fun things like guidebooks and sweatshirts and work robes over at shopanniefdowns.com. So if you're wanting to start a small business and there's a product you want to start selling, Shopify is the way to go. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from just getting started with one or two products online to moving to your own brick and mortar store to expanding and finding yourself with highly lucrative businesses. Shopify helps you sell your products everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce e-commerce platform and an in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, they have got you covered. They help you turn browsers into buyers, and with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. So whether you're making t-shirts or candles, we are cheering you on. And so is Shopify. It's truly so easy to use, and their team is so helpful along the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/soundsfun, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/soundsfun now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/soundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
And now back to finish up our 2014 conversation with Eddie. That sounds fun. Okay, we're going to talk about movies too. You got time for that?
Yeah, what else am I doing?
Top movies in 2014, top grossing movies. It's okay. Also fascinating thing about 2014 because I didn't have Hulu. I didn't have Netflix. I didn't have none of this. I went to the theater to see all of these.
I don't know. I mean, was I still getting Netflix CDs at that point?
Yeah, I was.
Probably.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, it was basically cable or nothing at this point still.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So top movies.
It's a wild collection because of the top 10, Spider-Man 2, Captain America, X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy, Transformers. All like
huge
summer
massive
blockbusters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hunger Games, which
I loved that movie. I saw that in the theater. I loved it.
I love those movies.
If you had asked me, the weird thing to me is when, like, if you had asked me when The Hobbit came out.
Yep.
Inside the last 5 years. The fact that is a decade-old movie, time is very odd.
I know.
Interstellar, cannot stay awake through that movie.
Here's the one that shocked me on this list. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That was one of the top 10 movies of the year?
Wow, this was just a lot of like big studio, like.
Why did we want to go to the theater so bad that year?
We just wanted them. Did you ever see Captain America: Winter Soldier though?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did.
Hold on.
That's an attractive gentleman.
Oh yeah, Chris Evans. Is that his
no,
name?
No, no, no. Winter Soldier is the other guy, right?
I don't remember.
In Winter Soldier, the dark-headed guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's still Captain America.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris Evans, lovely. Chris Evans, this is a Taylor Travis path. Chris Evans says when he turns, I don't know, 40 last year, I'm ready to get married. I want to find my partner. I'm going to focus on that. And by gosh, he did. You just say that when you're Chris Evans and then you find your wife?
I do think that does work if you're Chris Evans.
And or I think maybe it kind of works more when you're a dude, right?
I have no idea as the last person. I had already been married 9 years by the time this
You were
came
married
out.
9 years by 2014?
Yeah, yeah. We were.
Y'all got married in 2005? So y'all are about to be 20 years next year?
Yeah. Yeah,
we've been married. That's so cool.
Yeah, we've been married for a while. I mean, at this point, we have little babies too. We have, it's 2011 and 12 or when they're born. So what, yeah. They're like 3 and 2.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are in the thick of it in 2014.
I'm not going to post a picture, but I'm going to send you a picture of them there in Halloween this year, which would have been right before you started the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Eve was the man in the yellow hat. And Lucy was Curious George, because that's all they were into is Curious George.
Oh, my gosh.
And Eve's beautiful, like, afro puffing out from underneath the yellow hat. It was the most beautiful. But, like, they're babies.
Were you sleeping at that point? Or were they, like, behaving at night?
Oh, yeah. They were always good sleepers. Eve is a rock and roll sleeper. We were kind of, those are very fun years. Like, 2, 3, 4, 5, those are very sweet. Yeah. Like, they're old enough to, like, chit-chat and have fun, but young enough that they're just, like, babies, and you can sort of like, hey, want to just play all day? Nine years, 2 and 3-year-old.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
So many of my friends. It is so funny to think that I think I may have told this to you. One of the most fascinating things about my life right now is my hometown friends have high schoolers.
Yeah.
That are married have high schoolers. My Nashville friends have elementary school kids. My New York friends are having babies, and we're all the same age. It is so interesting that my peers in each city have
Weird.
It is of course a bell curve. There are people, of course.
Right.
But my best friends in Atlanta, their oldest kids are finishing high school.
Wow. That is trippy.
Because they got married in the 2000s, in the early 2000s, and had babies in the, like y'all. I mean,
yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Why did I bring that up? I brought it up
because I said Chris Evans. Chris Evans.
Yeah, and you said Chris Evans. So like, does it work for dudes? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. The last time I even attempted to do this, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, you use landline phones probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Totally, yeah. It was like 21 when we started hanging out.
Yeah. Okay, anything else about 2014 that we need to make sure to cover?
I mean.
Great snacks.
Where were we at snack-wise? Anything worth really noting?
Goldfish flavor blasted queso fiesta. I didn't even know that existed.
Finally. Oh, boar's head roasted chipotle pepper hummus. This is, people need to know. This was also a list that was slightly curated for us.
Lillian made this for us.
So she
must have really cared about that boar's head roasted chipotle pepper hummus. I don't know. I don't know how she found that list, but I'm impressed with her.
No, I think it's fantastic. I mean, this was the year, personally, the other thing was, this was my last year being a pastor, and I switched to IJM in September of that year.
Really?
I started in IJM of September of 14.
How long did you pastor? How many years?
It was like 5 years and then counseling before that in the same church
and
stuff like that.
What do you miss about being a pastor?
I miss one thing very specifically, and that is the very personal rites. So the administering of ashes on Ash Wednesday, standing with a couple and marrying them.
Yeah.
Baptizing
someone. You just married someone last weekend, though.
I did.
Yeah.
Emily. So baptizing someone, like the moments of like seeing God change and affect someone and the seat that you get to that. I'm not a part of it, but I just get to like stand right there. I miss that very, very much. The like very close moments of seeing someone go into a water and come up and you can just tell something profound has happened and everybody else is 10 feet away, but you're right there and you hear them inhale, you know? I miss
that. Right.
Yeah, I miss that. Yeah.
10 years
anything else
out,
for you?
Though. Will you ever do it again?
I don't know.
It's not like a no. You're not like never.
It's a little odd thing though, because you never not are. You're never not doing it in a way.
That's exactly right.
I mean, like, you never leave that job. You may leave the post, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm still officiating weddings, still having real conversations, things like that. So, okay, is there anything in 2014 besides professional stuff that's worth noting for you? I don't want to like get all up in your business, but like,
I mean, no, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I had a really interesting thing happen this very morning where I was sitting and reading and I thought of this old journal. So I pulled it out and in the journal, I had such a profound shift. But here's what is, I don't remember the men that were in my life in that window of time. From like 2011 to like 2016, I have a weird like not memory. because I opened this old journal from 2017 and I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. And then I moved forward in the journal and in the journal I wrote, I don't even remember. The journal was like 2021. Oh. And I was like, I don't even remember who I liked before 2017.
Are you talking about like boys you went and got tacos with or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so I'm like trying to think. No one, like, I didn't have a heartbreaking breakup in that window of time.
Yeah.
That I remember. I started counseling in 2013. And so for so much of 2014 and 15, it was repairing and restoring and you know, doing the hard work of that first year plus of shaping yourself.
But man, that makes sense. Like, I don't know if you would draw this, so I don't want to draw an unfair, like, or, you know, weave an unfair thread into your life, but like counseling, then you're writing your first nonfiction adult book, which takes a fair amount of like revelation and ability. And then you're like getting on a podcast, which even just that, I mean, I know that I know that like Ted Decker like spawned it, but it was still, you were still percolating, right?
That's
it was still there. Like, so you have this creative moment. Like, there's something in that that all seems, does it feel like that to you? Does it feel like it all ties together?
I think also 2013, part of going to counseling is 2013 is also the year where I thought I was a big deal and I drank my own Kool-Aid a little bit and wasn't very pleasant to be around all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought I was a pretty big deal. Yeah. And, I think everybody that has a public life needs to go through that to get to the other side of humility and actually live out of humility, not out of pride, versus experience. So then I lived out of pride and I experienced humility. Now I live out of humility and I experience prideful moments. Like, certainly I still wrestle with that, but I'm not, that's not my house.
Yeah.
And 13 was when that had to switch and into 14. And so, for me, 2014 is kind of this, like, a door closed behind me and a door opened in front of me in 2014, but I wasn't out of the hallway in between yet.
Because podcasting is revealing. Like, a writer, you can have an editor kind of save you from yourself. Not
That's
that writing isn't hard, but it's a different, like...
Totally.
It goes through a lot. Like, podcasting is... People are going to know you. And so if you hadn't been... I like, honestly, like, the odd thing is I've decided to go into a process of thinking I'm a pretty big deal. Like, right now, I'm launching into it. So,
okay, great.
Everybody hit me up on Instagram. Make sure
move
you follow
me. Move into that
me.
House of pride. Just move on in.
I mean, hit me on Cameo.
It is pretty fun for about 4 months.
Oh, yeah. When you think you're special.
Yeah. When you think everybody, when people are still responding in a way that they're okay with you being a brat.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool for a while.
Really cool, until you realize you're just, you know, building just cancer cells around yourself when everything's falling apart.
It is a house of cards. It looks great. The first two levels build beautifully.
But I also think there's something to the fact that, like, you would not have imploded. You wouldn't have made it a decade plus had that not happened. Like, you would have, we know plenty of people who have imploded. Plenty. Yeah. Who that's going to catch up with you. Either you're going to reconcile it or the world is going to reconcile it for you, but you will not, you cannot sit in that reality.
I got my professional feelings hurt last week. Ooh. Not my personal feelings, but my professional feelings hurt.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And I said to a coworker in the moment, I said, this is actually what I've asked God for, is I want to be humbled in private as much as possible. And this isn't all the way private because my team knew and people, you know, but like, I'll take this. Oh, as often as he'll let me public humbling because I wasn't available for private humbling.
Man.
And he says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he'll lift you up, right? I mean, that's what scripture says. And so, so the I can take the private personal development versus the public personal development, I will take it.
I guess. But I also, as your friend, I'm a little bit like flop sweating and a little angry at whatever happened. So I'm still sorry it happened.
Right. It's all right. It's a good reminder, right? Like it's just a good, it never is bad 10 years in for me to remember that just like I don't love Earl Grey tea, that says nothing about Earl Grey tea. That is not a statement about Earl Grey tea. That is not a value place on Earl Grey tea. Annie F. Downs do not like the flavor.
And
therefore,
and Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Everyone else can have it.
Yeah.
It is super okay if I'm someone's Earl Grey tea. And it is just good to be reminded of that sometimes, right? It's just good to be reminded of, like, you aren't Taylor and Travis are not everyone loves that we talked about that. That's not everybody's Earl Grey tea. No. Or that's you know, that's some people's Earl Grey tea. That is my, like, Coke Icy, man. Put it in my veins.
but not everybody's. Yeah, absolutely.
Not everybody's. Annie.
Well, hey, 10 years. Congratulations.
Thanks. 2014. What a good year.
It was a really good
year. Overall, great year. I'm not going to really talk bad about a year until we get to 22.
2022?
Yeah. All the rest of them, I've got good things to say about it. 22 was terrible. But all the others, I've got good things to say.
22 was terrible.
Yeah, 22 was terrible for me.
I mean, we'll still find some positive in it.
Yeah,
and we'll be all
we'll
sad for
now. We'll talk about the top songs. Yeah. But we'll also tell the truth.
I'm looking forward to doing like our when we intersect in some stuff.
I can't wait.
That's 2016, and then again, substantially in 2020. It's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Hey, congratulations!
This is gonna be fun this year. Thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah, this is great. I loved this.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, literally, I record a lot of podcasts every year, as do you. Mm-hmm. I don't do another interview conversation where we blink and it's 51 minutes.
Poof. Yeah.
And I thought, do we need to take out half of that?
Was that okay career-wise? Did I make any mistakes?
Did I mean to say that, or did I just say that to Eddie?
I cancel myself? I think I'm fine.
Is someone going to text me later about me saying that on this pod? Maybe. All right, Edward. Well, I hope your basement is put together a little more in a month.
Oh, man, I hope so. I hope so. We'll just
keep the update coming.
Yeah, I love chatting with you.
Yeah, same.
That's it. I didn't really pick up the ball well on that, did I?
Yeah, you did great. No, that's fine.
I kind of fell into the abyss on that.
I'm into it. What we'll do every month is recap what's happened in our lives and that particular year. So in February, we'll talk about February, leap year.
Ooh,
very exciting.
Weird.
And we'll know who won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be big.
We'll know if the scriptwriters are right. And we'll talk about 2015.
Yeah. And Lucy's just trudging up the driveway right now, so I'm going to go see my girl.
Tell her I said hi.
I promise I will.
All right, friends. Well, go wash your hands.
Yeah. Bye, buddies.
Oh, you guys, isn't he the best? Okay, so first of all, you've got to go to Instagram and see the pictures that Eddie and I talked about the first time I ever posted about That Sounds Fun, some 2014 memes. And if you have any memories from 2014 you want to share with us, just go over to That Sounds Fun Podcast on Instagram. And there's a place there because we would love to hear your memories of 2014. And, you know, you can give us your thoughts on Taylor and Travis as well. If you have any questions from this episode, drop them in the Q&A box on your Spotify app if you're a Spotify listener, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. We'll try to answer them there. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you need me. That is how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is I am packing to go for 24 hours to Canada. I don't think I can tell you why. I'll have to double check. But follow along on social media, and I'll tell you what I can tell you. But I'm about to spend the weekend in Canada. I cannot wait. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday for a really cool conversation. Really important, and a lot of this. A lot of the wowie zowie button as we talk about singleness in the church with Pastor David Platt. This is a conversation for my married friends, for you to hear about singleness in the church, a conversation for my single friends to have some I told you so moments about what you're experiencing in the church. You are not alone. And we need to talk about being single and an adult in the church in 2024. We're doing it with David Platt, y'all. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this one. So we'll see you back here on Monday. Bring your friends. This is a good one for us all to talk about.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
Oh ho!